At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Hardwood Handicappers, VSiN's premier NBA betting podcast.
A lot of these divisions up for grabs, man.
There's three. I mean, there's three right now where, you know, the favorite, and it's pretty wild this late in the year, favorites anywhere from minus 120 to minus 330 or so, which, you know, by no means are those locked up by any sense of the imagination. And we can dive into those right now. We have three division odds to talk about, starting with the first one we'll go to is in the Central, where because of the strength of schedules here, and I also think just because of the general negative narrative surrounding the Milwaukee Bucks, Bucks have dropped all the way to plus 220 now in the Central Division. Cavaliers are a very popular sort of respected money bet here over the previous month or so, and they were still behind in the standings. But as you look at it today, coming out of the break, and you know, it's interesting how after last night Cleveland had, you know, the late injuries to end up losing that game, were originally as high as 8.5-point favorites before Donovan Mitchell misses. They had won, had been in really, really good form. They've still won 8 of 10, even including the loss last night. Two-game lead over the Bucks, who go 3-7 in Doc Rivers' first 10 games. Bucks have the third toughest strength of schedule now, Kelly, rest of the year. But I can't help but think that number just feels long on the Milwaukee Bucks, a team that I still believe has a lot of general shortcomings that will get exposed in the playoffs. But they are still really poised to find some ways to have cohesion, whether it's Damian Lillard. You don't assume he's going to shoot 30%, Kelly, from three for the rest of the season, and which he's been in that slump over the past month or so.
Yeah.
And the way that they're playing Giannis so hard every night, I feel like Milwaukee is still super live, even with a tough schedule, that at plus 220, it has gone a little bit too far the other way after there was so much pro-Cleveland sentiment in the market.
Yeah, I mean, for everybody who listens to this show, they know I'm Mr. Milwaukee. This is tough. This team is tough right now. I think it starts with the game tonight. We're going to talk about our bets later in the show, but that they're playing the Timberwolves tonight. My numbers say that is a bet all day on the Minnesota Timberwolves at that current number, 3.5, 4. Of what you got out there, and I just can't bring myself to make the bet, Ben, because you know I do believe that Milwaukee's going to turn this around at some point, and coming straight out of the All-Star break is probably a really, really good time to get this going. But it's going one of two ways with them, right? Like it is going to go in, it's going to go into the tank real, real quick, real bad, real ugly with this team. If this stuff continues with Doc, he needs to keep his mouth shut. You know, if Dame keeps shooting as poorly as he has, that is one of the most, of everything that people have talked about the Bucks, the Damian Lillard laying a complete egg factor seems to be just getting glossed over. And it, like you said, his past couple months have been absolutely terrible. Looking at what he's doing shooting numbers-wise, and the guys that are comparable to him or guys that are shooting better than him this year, it's pretty incredible. I think with this, though, you do have, for this Central Division race, like I'm with you, where I would probably be leaning towards the Bucks at this number, you're basically at a market high with the Cavaliers right now, right? That was part of the reason why I bet against them last night, just the spreads that you're going to be seeing with the Cavs right now. I think we've gotten to the point where they're probably – A little bit too high for what this team actually is and what numbers they're laying and stuff. They've played incredible basketball these past couple months. There's no, I'm not trying to take anything away from them. I think they just kind of hit the ceiling of where they're at playing wise. Whereas the Bucks, well, I don't think we've seen that yet. I don't even think we've seen nearly the best version of this team yet. So. It's a gamble. I mean, you've got this small runway left. The Cavs do have the tiebreaker over the Bucks, if that does need to come into play. But yeah, if I had to bet it one way, it would be the Milwaukee Bucks. That's for sure.
Do you dare wait here with Cleveland, the 4-point favorites tonight against the Embiid-less 76ers? It is the second half of a back-to-back, mm-hmm. but you expect to get some pieces back for Cleveland tonight. And then Milwaukee does have a really tough first assignment out of the break, 4-point dogs at Minnesota. If you wanted to really play it that way, Kelly, and you kind of gamble a little bit, you could even get a plus 250 if Bucks dropped to three games back after tonight, yeah, maybe even longer.
It's a good point, because as much as I still think this team is live, for me to start betting on it, I'm gonna have to see it a little bit here first.
That
so
too, yeah.
I think I would rather bet. This might be a bet I end up adding at some point, but it's probably gonna be at a worse number when I actually see Milwaukee starting to put some of this stuff together finally, on both sides of the ball.
Will the Doc Rivers experiment, will it finally come to fruition, at least in a positive way for Milwaukee after that 3-7 start? Other division of the three here that is really fascinating to me, Kelly, we have basically a coin flip toss-up right now going on with the Magic and the Heat at the moment. We have Miami at minus 120, Magic minus 105 right now as we sit. What's fascinating about this is these are two teams with the three easiest strength of schedules rest of the year. It's funny, we both gave out in-season win totals yesterday. I gave out Miami over 45.5 in season. Kelly, you gave over Magic 45.5.
That's right.
So this feels like a number that's very, very accurate right now. We both like where each of these teams are at, and considering the schedules they get to face, and it was a huge boon, too, for the Magic getting that upset win last night over Cleveland at one point, again, was as high as 8.5-point dogs in that game. So for me, this feels really fair on a number. The actual standings right now as we sit, the Heat at the moment here are technically behind a half game after that Magic win last night. So feels fair to me, any angle you look at on that division side.
Yeah, this is the one I'd be closest to betting, and I'm going to actually be shopping around this afternoon. It would be on the Orlando Magic side. That is it's a bet I regret I didn't make at the start of the season. I thought Atlanta was going to be way more live in this division than they ended up being. It's a bet I regret not making at the beginning of the season. I think at this price point, it's probably a bet. Shop around. I was looking even this morning. There are I saw a plus 120 out there on Orlando. I think that's probably a bet. They're a half game up on the Heat. They have the easiest schedule remaining. You're talking about two teams that, Orlando, they hit a bit of a skid when they had some injuries. Franz Wagner out of the lineup. He's back in. They're playing much better ball recently. And this Miami Heat team just continues to struggle throughout the course of the regular season. And could that change when they get to the playoffs again? Well, we saw it a year ago that it absolutely did. So wouldn't be shocked. But, how the rest of this regular season plays out, you're going to have both of those teams fighting to try to avoid the play-in tournament. Should be really competitive. But I think if you're giving me the Magic, and you can get plus money out there, if I can get plus money on the Magic, yeah, I think I'm going to end up being a small bet for me here.
And it's funny, too, what the odds tell you. I mean, these are two teams that are 7th and 8th right now in the East, would both be in the play-in tournament, yet Philadelphia with the Embiid injury, they're minus 285 to participate in the play-in tournament. Yeah. So the view is Philadelphia, I was only got a couple-game cushion right now on both those teams, is very, very likely to slip down there. And then it becomes, you're kind of quibbling with numbers here, Kelly. Do you rather play, if you like the Magic, do you go Heat plus 155 to participate in the play-in tournament? Or do you take that minus 105, or if you can find an even money plus 105 number on the Magic? Is the 50 cents worth it to you? For context, your Indiana's minus 110 to be in the play-in tournament. They're just ahead of the Heat right now in the standings, and that's kind of viewed to be the coin toss team who's had a whole lot of variance this year with the way they play.
Yeah, I think that it all depends on the number. It's a good point. You could easily play both of those. I'm not too worried about the Miami Heat, slipping out of the play-in tournament.
Right.
But, there is a possibility of that stuff going on still. So, I think that is I think I'd probably, if you were just that confident in the Magic like I am, heads up against the Heat, you look at it a lot like golf betting. I'd rather just play the heads up matchup with, basically
you're taking Orlando out some other
Miami.
Variables.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. One other division to get into, and what a performance it was for the Dallas Mavericks last night, who, as we update the standings here coming into today now, with that win, Mavs, a game back in New Orleans. Mavs have won 7 straight, Pelicans winning 4 going into the break, and Dallas plus 150 right now down the stretch. You look at the remaining strength of schedules, Dallas with one of the 10 easiest schedules for the rest of the way. Pelicans, one of the 10 toughest. They are 10th officially on that strength of schedule. And it kind of goes into, A, how much do you believe in this Magic, this Mavericks cohesion continuing? And B, how much do you really value that strength of schedule as well? It certainly gives an edge there to Dallas down the home stretch.
Yeah, this one would be a stay away from me just because I don't really know how much I trust either the Pelicans or the Mavericks. Also,
I'm
a big Zion guy. I like this Pelicans team. When they are clicking, I think they are a very, very dangerous team. We've just seen so much inconsistency with both of these teams throughout the course of the season. I know there's a lot. There's a couple sharp guys I respect that have been betting this Mavericks division price. Right around here and over the past couple weeks, they've been betting it ever since the trade deadline. I get it. I understand. I'm just not fully there on Dallas yet. When I know what the potential is of New Orleans and what they can do. So I get it. I understand why some people are betting the Mavericks. For me, though, this one's a pass.
There are going to be some amazing series prices in the
really
West.
Is,
I mean, Matt, if we get, say, like Timberwolves, Warriors round one, Thunder, Suns round one.
Oh, yeah. You got Thunder,
Clippers,
Suns,
Mavericks round one.
Yeah, Thunder, Suns round one at like a minus 110 each side.
Yeah.
Like that's going to be the series price.
Yeah,
exactly. For
a 2-7. What would the Clippers and Mavs price be right now?
Clippers -250.
I feel like I could see a lot of people wanting to bet Dallas. I could also see people laying the series spread with the Clippers.
Yeah.
I could see that both ways. Nuggets Pelicans would be your 4-5 if the season ended today, but we figure all that is subject to change over the final couple months here of this regular season.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
While I was talking college baseball, Kelly, you were solidifying an NBA bet for tonight. We've had a good amount of movement here on the odds board today. The ones I'm seeing of note here that are really starting to rise: Lakers getting bet against the Spurs from 9 up to 10 on the opener. It looks like as well the Minnesota Timberwolves are starting to get some play in the market too. That was 3.5, 4. Now mostly 4.5s. Out there as well. And the Suns getting bet on the road at Houston. A lot of teams on second legs as well, too, Kelly, of back-to-backs, which I'm sure is where the nuance comes in here.
Yeah, it does. I still think you're talking about second leg of a back-to-back, though, when you're just returning from the All-Star break. I don't think it's something you should be – I mean, it should definitely be affecting your numbers. The question is how much, and probably not nearly as much as what it would have been a month ago. Look, I mean, the two that are sticking out to me, I haven't made actually any bets so far tonight. My numbers would tell me Minnesota is absolutely a bet over Milwaukee. We've talked about this already during the show, and I just can't bring myself to do it. At some point, I think this Milwaukee thing is going to turn around a little bit, and it would make all the sense in the world if that did happen out of the All-Star break. And this Minnesota team, they are great defensively. They can just bog down sometimes offensively. Gives me a little bit of pause. But, I mean, look, my numbers say this is a play on the T-Wolves all the way up to 6. And it's, like you said, 4, 4.5 basically everywhere right now. I think it's one I'm going to still end up passing on, though. I can't wait to watch this tonight. Really, really going to be focusing on this Bucks team going forward. I want to see what they can do here to close out the regular season. We talked about them in that division market earlier, and it just feels like this is going to either turn around or end up being a bit of a train wreck, because it's heading that way right now in Milwaukee, especially for Doc Rivers. And again, Damian Lillard is not the guy. Like, we're not talking about him enough for some reason of how much he struggled this year. It really is. When you knew you were going to be trading that defense for offense with letting Drew Holiday go, and bringing in Dame, it was always okay to me, Ben. I know you're a Bucks fan. It was always okay to me to make that switch because I thought the offensive production from Dame would be so overwhelming.
Yeah, counteract.
That it would really outweigh that. And it's just amazing how much – it's why I keep bringing up Giannis in the MVP discussion because he really is – carrying so much of what this team is doing. Middleton's been, you know, that's a big problem with injuries again, and Middleton, and is he going to be around and be able to be healthy through a playoff run? It's a major, major question. But of all the games tonight, that is the one that sticks out to me the most. Timberwolves laying the points. I didn't play it, but I think that is a that would be a fair play. The other one I do have my eye on here is this Heat Pelicans game tonight. Pelicans on the second half of a back-to-back after last night. So the Heat would catch them a little bit, maybe a little bit tired legs heading into New Orleans tonight. Tyler Hero questionable, though. Brandon Ingram questionable for this game right now. So not one that I could bet right now. It will be Pelicans or pass, though. For me, this Pelicans team starting to put some things together. You've heard Zion talking recently. He's feeling good out there. He's looking good, playing well. And this Heat team, possibly shorthanded again. We talked about it earlier in the show. This team's struggling on the offensive side of the ball to really get going. So I think you could look Pelicans. You could look Heat team total under might be a good play too. Especially if Tyler Hero ends up missing this game. So those are the two that I kind of have circled. I think Milwaukee Minnesota is just going to be a complete pass for me, but this Pelican side definitely will end up being a play. If Hero's out, Brandon Ingram in, even if they both play, Pelicans probably still a play for me tonight.
The biggest move of any side or total so far is the under in that Miami-New Orleans game. We're down to 219.5 from a 223 opener. Big, big move there to the under. New Orleans from 3 on the opener to 3.5. Market wide, so you're already seeing a little bit of that, Kelly.
I think that's a great call. I think that's probably a good, it doesn't surprise me. There's under money coming in just period, but you're wondering if some people know some things about maybe what the status of Ingram and Hero are tonight, because those are obviously two very offensive centric pieces on both those teams. The other game I'll throw out, I think Suns would be a look for me if I knew Beal was going tonight, but I don't really expect him to go after missing last night. I think this might be a little bit of time before he gets back. I don't want to say that. Maybe another game or two, though, before he gets back into this lineup and playing regularly. The one other one I'll bring up is this Hornets-Warriors game.
It's so funny you bragged that up. I wanted to see if you had a thought on it.
This Hornets team, man, I mean, like, they're turning around a bit. Bridges has been great out there. Brandon Miller, coming into his own. You made the trade for Grant Williams. He had a good game last night in Utah. I mean, it's tough when you're talking about going from Utah, playing a game ever at altitude and then having to play a game the next day or the night before, always problematic. But catching 13 points, Warriors just had a massive game last night against the Lakers. Are they going to be able to turn around and be ready to go laying 13 points against the Hornets here tonight? I don't know. That was the one that stuck out to me. That feels like a lot of points.
A couple of respected books already down to 12.5 on that.
Okay.
Seems like that would be the direction.
And LaMelo with a questionable tag right now, so that's what really makes it tough. I mean, he is worth so much.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.